KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 43 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly sunny here today, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In area news, a passenger in a pickup truck was injured Sunday evening when the vehicle rolled over off of Interstate 29 in Mills County. The Iowa State Patrol's 36-year-old Rebecca K. Hansen of Logan was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha following the crash that happened on northbound I-29 at around 6 p.m. Sunday. Hansen was wearing her seatbelt. Officials say she was riding in the back seat of a 1997 Toyota SR5 pickup that went out of control and entered the median before rolling over and coming to rest on its driver's side. A trailer being pulled by the pickup became detached during the crash and ended up on its top. The vehicle was driven by 17-year-old Ethan Hansen, also of Logan, who was cited for failure to maintain control. Neither the driver nor two other passengers of the pickup were injured. No one was seriously hurt when a vehicle rolled over Sunday morning near Griswold, according to dispatch reports. Motorists saw the vehicle in a ditch west of Highway 48 on Osage Road at around 1:35 a.m. Griswold Fire and Rescue and Medevac Ambulance responded to the scene along with a Cass County Sheriff's deputy. The male driver of the vehicle was treated at the scene for minor injuries and then turned over to law enforcement. There is no other information currently available. A traffic stop Sunday afternoon in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a Red Oak man. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 40-year-old James Donald Allman Jr. was pulled over at around 2:45 p.m. in Red Oak. He was charged with driving while revoked, drug-related, and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where Allman's cash bond was set at $300. Deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office helped to corral some cattle before dawn early Sunday morning between Lyman and Grant. According to scanner traffic, about 200 to 250 head of cattle were roaming free near the Cass-Montgomery County line south of Lyman and near Grant, or in an area spanning from about Wichita Road south along Highway 71 in Cass County to the county line about a mile south of Grant. The animals were being rounded up throughout the morning. Deputies also provided traffic control on Highway 71, warning any motorists traveling in the area about the moving roadblocks. It's not clear who the cattle's owners were, but they may have gotten out of a feedlot near Lyman, according to dispatch reports. And this is National Fire Prevention Week in Atlantic, Harlan, and elsewhere. Fire department members served up breakfast for a free will donation for area residents and offered demonstrations of various sorts on Sunday. John Bolton, Atlantic Fireman, said the fundraiser served to help bring the annual Firemen's Parade to Atlantic. The parade takes place this coming Saturday, October 11th.
Parade starts at 6 p.m. The lineup will be about 4 p.m. You can pre-register, or when you show up, we'll give you index cards to be in the parade. A lot of trucks come in from out of town.
The parade lineup is at 3rd and Olive Street and will proceed south on Walnut to 6th Street, over to Chestnut and the north to 2nd Street. This year's theme is Working Smoke Alarms, Save Lives, Test Yours Every Month. Awards will be given for Farthest Away Department, most members from one department, and many others. The parade, which wraps up Fire Prevention Week, includes lots of family-oriented activities.
I've got some clowns coming now, professional clowns. They can do many different types of balloon things. And we're going to have a free face painter, and she'll be doing face painting for the kids. We're going to have the bagpipers, as we have in the past few years. We've got the dancers, too.
During Fire Prevention Week, Rolling Hills Bank and Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance are providing fire alarms to the Atlantic Fire Department to give to every first-grade student. Firefighters will also be out in the area schools to talk about fire safety and offer demonstrations of smoke detectors so children will be aware of what they sound like when the detectors go off and not be afraid.
We like to show them what we look like when we're in full gear with our air masks so that they don't get scared of seeing us. We want to teach them when they see us in that gear in a house that they can come to us and we'll help them.
Bolton says the kids are sometimes afraid of firefighters because with all their gear on, they look like aliens or robots.
We'll stand there in just our regular clothes and we'll put all of our gear on in front of the children so they can see how it all goes on and see that we're just a person. And then we have little microphones on our masks that so when we speak, it sounds a little funny, but the breathing noises, we want them to that. So when I do it, I usually get dressed up and let the kids touch the mask and touch the air tanks and see how they work and hear what I sound like so that they're not afraid. And then I take it all back off and show them that it's just me.
They also teach children how to deal with smoke in the home that may be from an unseen fire and what they should do if they see smoke or flames or if the detector goes off. Bolton says batteries on smoke detectors should be checked monthly, and there should be a detector in the center of each room and hallways. Firefighters will also take kids for rides on the fire truck, and Freddy the fire truck will explain to the children where they should be standing in their yards. If they see a fire truck heading down the street, they should not go up to the scene. In the funeral announcements, James Moraine, age 89, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Bayard, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for James Moraine will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Harvey Linen, age 78, of Harlan, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Harvey Linen will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rick Stephen Burchett, age 68, of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Rick Burchett will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dennis Billings, age 36, of Kimbleton, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dennis Billings will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Kimbleton in charge of arrangements. Maisel Brower, age 97, of Messina, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Maisel Brower will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Opal Hargens, age 92, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Opal Hargens will be later this month. The Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. And John Crandall, age 56, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for John Crandall are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.